When you go to the polls tomorrow, one of the contests on your ballot will be a congressional race. All 9 Massachusetts members of the U.S. House are up for re-election. The races have received little attention because only 5 of them face any opposition, and none of the contests appear close. To run down the congressional races, we turn this morning to WBUR reporter Steve Brown. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Bob.
So the big picture here, where's their opposition in congressional races, and is it all from Republican candidates?
Well, Bob, the Republicans have actually fielded 4 candidates to mount longer-than-long-shot campaigns to try to unseat some well-entrenched Democratic incumbents.
Any of them have a shot?
Probably not, but that's not stopping them from trying.
All right, let's look at the races then, and start with the 9th District, 3-term Congressman Democrat Bill Keating's seat.
Yeah, that's Cape Cod and the South Coast. It's up through Plymouth County. Now, I think the Republicans have always thought of this as their best shot here in Massachusetts to pick up a congressional seat. This area has a good concentration of Republican state legislators. Now, Keating has never been unopposed since he was first elected back in 2010. The challenger this year is Mark Allegro. He's a marine biologist from Chatham, and he has been endorsed by Governor Charlie Baker. Allegro is calling for the outright repeal of the Affordable Care Act, while Keating defends it. Like Donald Trump, Allegro is calling for a wall along the border with Mexico to stop undocumented immigrants and drug trafficking. Allegro also says that climate change is real, but is not caused by the burning of fossil fuels or any other human activity. And Keating says that he agrees with the scientists who say that human activity is the cause. It's also interesting to note that this is a 5-way race on the 9th District, as 3 other unenrolled independent candidates have also made it to the ballot.
All right, that's the 9th District. Over in the 8th District, tell us about the challenger to longtime Congressman Stephen Lynch from South Boston.
Well, it's William Burke of Quincy. He is the owner of an oil company, and he's a favorite of the conservative talk radio set. He's raised $40,000 for his campaign. Of course, Lynch has just shy of $1 million in his campaign war chest at the end of the last reporting period that just ended the end of September. Burke is running as an outsider. He doesn't even have the backing of the state Republican Party. Burke told the Patriot Ledger that Lynch is part of a government that interferes in people's lives, and he says if he is elected, he would not support unnecessary federal mandates.
One of the newest members of the Massachusetts delegation, Congressman Joe Kennedy III, is facing opposition this year. He was unopposed in 2014. Who's his 2016 opponent?
It's Air Force veteran David Rosa of Dighton. He's a town official down there. Rosa is supporting Donald Trump. On his campaign site, Rosa says that he is for tax reform, a strong military, secure borders, safe and sane immigration, and term limits. He says the current batch of establishment politicians seem unable to keep a technological edge in manufacturing, research, and information technology from being what he called hijacked by foreign governments and their surrogate business enterprises. He's stressing that he will work with Republicans in Congress to pass legislation that will power an economic revival.
And there's a contested race in the 3rd Congressional District, currently represented by Nikki Tsongas of Lowell. What's happening there, Steve?
Well, Tsongas has held that seat for 9 years. She's facing a challenge from Ann Wofford of Haverhill. This is actually a rematch of the 2014 race, when Tsongas easily defeated Wofford 63% to 37%. Wofford spent 17 years as a chemical engineer. She's calling for the securing of the border, but she did acknowledge that it's unrealistic to build a wall from California to Texas. She wants to repeal the Affordable Care Act, and her website states that she wants to bring good jobs to the district and exercise fiscal restraint in Congress.
And finally, in Western Mass, the longtime Congressman Richard Neal is facing opposition from several candidates who are not affiliated with any party, so they're not given much of a chance.
Yeah, right, they're independent candidates, unenrolled candidates. The Republicans did not field anybody in that district.
All right, WBUR's Steve Brown with a look at the state's congressional contests, which appear on tomorrow's ballot. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you, Bob.